You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy. That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
Welcome to Curaleaf, a medical marijuana dispensary. Whether you're a longtime patient or you're just getting acquainted with this incredible plant, Curaleaf of Pennsylvania is honored to guide you along your medical marijuana journey. Penn State's defense held tough for 60 full minutes in the face of horrendous field position and a struggling offense. That effort wasn't quite enough in a 23-20 road loss to number 3 Iowa on Saturday. We'll take a look at four storylines for the Lions' defense in that game on this edition of the Blue-White Breakdown. Penn State's defense was plenty good enough to win on the road at Iowa on Saturday. That's the primary takeaway from the Lions' 23-20 setback to the Hawkeyes, which was hindered by key injuries suffered by quarterback Sean Clifford and defensive tackle P.J. Mustipher. This Penn State group responded to that early adversity by putting some serious clamps on the Iowa offense. Field position was a huge problem in the second half. That was after Clifford exited and Taquan Roberson struggled to lead the Penn State offense. Even with that in mind, the Lions held the Hawkeyes to 305 total yards, an average of 4 yards per play, and just 3 total points off 4 Penn State turnovers. The Lions were equally stout against the run as the pass, but eventually gave up the winning touchdown with just over 6 minutes to play. Iowa lived on Penn State's half of the field through much of the second half, and held the ball for nearly 36 minutes in the game. Penn State limited quarterback Spencer Petras to 17 of 31 passing in the game for 195 yards. They intercepted him once and sacked him 3 times. In the rushing game, the Hawkeyes averaged just 2.4 yards per carry, with 45 carries for 110 yards. The whole recipe was in place on the defensive side of the ball for Penn State to roll past Iowa and to stay unbeaten. But injuries happened, time ran out, and now the Lions are left to get healthy and try to ride this defense into the second half of the season. Penn State lost its defensive captain early in Saturday's 23-20 loss to the Iowa Hawkeyes, but they still stayed the course. P.J. Mustipher exited in the first quarter and showed up later on the sidelines in crutches, which could cast doubt upon his timetable for returning to the Penn State lineup. Mustipher is an anchor who's clogging up the middle of the field and disrupting more than his fair share of plays in the backfield. The Lions' defense understandably missed that dynamic at Iowa, but still managed to keep the Hawkeyes' offense under wraps. On the interior of Penn State's line, it fell on Devon Ellis and Derek Tangelo to handle the brunt of the snaps. Redshirt freshman Keziah Izzard also saw an expanded role, as James Franklin had to tighten up his tackle rotation. For the game, the Lions allowed just 2.4 yards per carry, and put consistent pressure in the face of quarterback Spencer Petras. Linebacker Ellis Brooks did his share of cleanup in the run game, and he led the team in tackles with 14. Defensive ends Arnold Ebiketie and Jesse Lucchetta combined for 6 tackles for loss, 1 sack, and 2 more quarterback hurries. You throw in the secondary, which played tight coverage all night long, and the Penn State defense buckled down for the 6th straight game and got contributions once again from every player on the field. Even in a loss to Iowa, the Lions showed that formula can work with 3 more top 10 opponents on the schedule ahead. Welcome to Curaleaf, a medical marijuana dispensary. Whether you're a longtime patient or you're just getting acquainted with this incredible plant, Curaleaf of Pennsylvania is honored to guide you along your medical marijuana journey. Have questions? Visit us at curaleaf.com or stop in to see us at any of our 12 locations. Let's talk medical marijuana and let our confidence become yours. There weren't many places Iowa's offense could go on the field Saturday without running into Penn State's playmaking defensive ends. The Hawkeyes leaned on their special teams and their defense to chip away at a 17-3 deficit to Penn State and eventually came back to win it 23-20. The Lions' pass rush came in waves at Iowa quarterback Spencer Petras, and the pressure arrived from every area of the field. Penn State had 11 tackles for loss in the game and 3 sacks, which helped negate a serious lack of yardage from the team's offense. Plenty of Lions got into the playmaking act on defense, but I would argue nothing meant more than the play of Arnold Ebiketie and Jesse Luketta. Penn State's best pass rushers combined to make 6 tackles for loss, 1 sack, and 2 quarterback hurries. They also did their job in the run game, making them perhaps 2 of the very best two-way defensive ends in the nation. We've seen 6 examples so far of how Ebiketie and Luketta can be, and they have answered the bell in each and every game. They ramped up their play in a top 5 showdown at Iowa by unleashing power, speed, and raw aggression on the Hawkeyes' offensive line. That combination has been wildly successful this fall, and it should help carry both Ebiketie and Luketta into the 2022 NFL Draft. Penn State's bold move at linebacker is looking better and better, even coming out of a road loss to number 3 Iowa. Brandon Smith flipped from the strong side of the field to the weak side, and he's delivering on the best season of his career. Against Iowa, his teammate from the other side of the field burst onto the scene with a bunch of big plays of his own in that loss to the Hawkeyes. Curtis Jacobs is listed as a sophomore on Penn State's roster, but he still has 4 more seasons of eligibility available to him. He's a young starter learning on the job, and he's shown definite signs of improvement that paid off big against the Hawkeyes. Jacobs was unleashed to the tune of 4 tackles, 2 tackles for loss, and 1 more quarterback hurry in the game. Former 5-star recruit showed a whole new level of playmaking ability, which already included coverage skills in the passing game. His emergence gives Penn State 3 bona fide stars, along with Brandon Smith and Ellis Brooks at linebacker. And Jacobs is unique with his size, skill, and speed. He can play a role that Smith and Brooks simply can't in the Penn State defense. That layer of Brent Pry's unit is stronger with Jacobs now in the picture, which began to show at a whole new level Saturday night in Iowa City. Thanks for tuning in to the Blue White Breakdown. It's available right here on Penn Live. You can also find it on Alexa, Apple, Google, Spotify, and Stitcher. Be sure to follow, like, subscribe, and rate the podcast wherever you listen to it, and get all the latest from us at PennLive.com/PennStateFootball. You can also check us out on Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram. This is Dustin Hawkinsmith from Penn Live signing off until the next Blue White Breakdown.